September 30 marks the first National Truth and Reconciliation Day in Canada, adding to the celebration of Orange Shirt Day that has been a part of the day since 2013. But it may be a different celebration for Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people. For one, it is about reflecting and acknowledging the past and changing the future. For Chief Larry Roque of Wanapite First Nation, it is a day to come together. Personally, I see this day as an opportunity to come together to honor the children and pray for those who suffered through the difficult times of residential schools, said Roque, and to pray for those who lost children to the residential schools. Roque told Sudbury.com that with the rising number of remains, both of children and adults, at residential school sites across the country, the day is even more important. With the numbers rising, it makes it even more important to honor the children who survived the residential schools and to remember those who didn't, said Roque. It is a day to raise awareness of the residential school experience and to ensure every child matters. For non-Indigenous Canadians, Roque sees the day as an opportunity for learning. Ideally, it should be a day to learn and acknowledge the history of Canada's Indigenous people, said Roque. It should be an opportunity to read the treaties and learn about the realities of the residential schools. At the end of the day, Canadians should have a better understanding of and respect for our beliefs, our culture and our way of life. Wanapite First Nation held their community observance last Saturday, September 25, as September 30 was not made a holiday in Ontario as it was in British Columbia, Manitoba and Nova Scotia, and Roque wanted the whole community to be able to attend their events. We wanted to give those who worked during the week a chance to attend and most importantly we wanted our children to attend also, said Roque. On September 25 a sacred fire was lit and the First Nations Boys Drum Group played before a special prayer and a walk through the community to put tobacco down in the water at the powwow grounds. This was followed by refreshments and activities with the children in attendance. Our offices will be closed on September 30 so that staff can mark the day with their individual families, as well, said Roque. Making September 30 a holiday will give the day more of the weight and recognition it deserves. For Roque, reconciliation, the name of the day, is recognizing and acknowledging what happened in this country to Indigenous people. It means that there is tangible effort being made to put the 94 calls to action from the TRC into action, said Roque. I personally don't have family members that went to residential schools, but I do have friends whose parents, aunts, and uncles did. Some won't talk about it and some say it was the most traumatic experience they've ever had. When I come across those survivors, I am awed by their resilience. My heart breaks for the families whose children did not return home, and my resolve to see their fight in stories spoken out into the world is strengthened.